You're listening to ExcitementRadio.com, Miami's number one internet station. Our world, our way.
That's right. You're tuning in right now. This is a special edition of The Best Kept Secret with your girl, Shawil. And what's going on to everyone in the house? So let's definitely go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yes, Primo.
Small Circle.
What's going on? This is the CEO of Grandmo Music Worldwide, Grandmo Worldwide Radio, and Grandmo Business Solutions. Your man D, straight out of Pittsburgh, Grandmo representing.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome you guys. Welcome to Miami, actually. Is this your first time here?
Oh, this is my first time in Miami. Yeah, definitely.
Ah.
I've been down here a couple times, so, you know, I'm back again. So.
So he's considered fresh meat. Okay, you're not a virgin to it.
Yeah, I'm not a virgin.
Okay, well, good. Just make sure you go out there and show them a good time, okay?
Hey, man, they've been showing us mad love, man, and showing us a good time. So, yeah. You know, we just riding the wave.
I get it. I'm not mad at you. So, Primo, go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Primo, representing Small Circle, coming from Pittsburgh, coming down to Miami, show some love, get some love. And you know, I'm here pushing my music, pushing my message, Small Circle. You know what it is, Primo.
Okay. So, like, what got you into the business of music? Is it someone told you about it, or is it a natural feeling that you got?
You know, I started music about a year and a half ago, just recording in a studio. But I've been rapping my whole life since, you know, 12 years old at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one day I just wanted to make some music, hear some music that I could vibe with. Instead of some all the old school I was listening to, like Tupac, Biggie, stuff like that. I need something more current, so I started making music for that.
Okay. Is there like a particular song that got you in the groove of doing the music, other than having the vibe for it?
Oh, man, for real, you know, just be honest. You know, I mean, growing up, all my friends, we just had ciphers, no matter where we was at, party, club, don't matter. We had a cipher. And as I got older a little bit, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? My friends, it ain't too much now, don't really rap these days. So, found a love for music. I went back to the studio and, you know, found it again.
That's nice. That's good. Like, and then, like, when it comes to the music and far as, like, the support, what is the support system? Because, you know, me and you are kind of in the same business, just in a different, you know, different side of it, I guess, or different lane you would mention. Like, the support. How is your support system?
My support system is real tight. You know, it's a small circle. You know what I mean? It represents everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got support from my homie Grandmo, Deonta Priest. Shout out right here. He's right here with us right now. Support from my homie DJ Cali, produced by DJ Cali at ID Labs,
nice.
Pittsburgh Studios. You know, and shout out to Michelle, Plug Star PR. You know, she helping us hook this up.
Okay. You want to say something, big man?
Nah, this is his time this time, so you know.
I'm okay, just here you for, can jump in
yeah,
whenever
I'm just
you
here
like.
For filler information,
oh, look
you know
at
what I'm
you.
Saying? I'm just, you know, one of the things that our company does is we help independent artists gain further exposure for their brands and for their music. We help with the brand development, coming up with different strategies, marketing strategies, and, you know, figuring out how to get them further exposure for what they're doing. So this is just one
right.
of those situations where we sat in a meeting, we came up with the strategy, we put together the plays, let them know, you know, when you go into another city, you got to let them remember you. And part of the way that you remember, make people remember you is leaving yourself behind when you're physically gone. So that's why we got the QR codes, that's why we got the stickers, you know,
okay.
Shout out Miami. That small circle, you know, we
yeah.
might get hit up, but that's what we down here for, you know what I'm saying? So if we get them, notifications that you know we violated an ordinance, then we doing our job.
All right, you know, I just want to go back to that question what I asked you about the support, because I wanted to ask you, because the support here in Miami is a little different, because everyone here feel like they Hollywood already.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always heard that Atlanta is a great place, they always support each other. So what is it like back home, as far as the people that you don't know that's hearing your music?
People back home, you know, back home, I get a lot of support, a lot of love from my friends, a lot of love from the DJ community.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I get a lot of love from the people who, you know what I mean, who got enough time to hear me out, hear my music out, give me their opinion, you know what I mean, tell me what they think, if they vibing with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So far, everyone I let show my music, whether stranger or friend, it's always good vibes, always good criticism, or always just good, you know what I mean, showing love for the music, you know.
Right. So the support is, you know, it's there, basically, you're saying, like.
Yeah, I think people really stand by the message, you know what I mean, that Small Circle's putting out, you know, Sucker Free World, just calling out all of it.
That's good. That's good to hear. Let me ask you a question, because you have, you know, I come across a lot of artists sometimes, and some of them feel like they're at a certain level just because they got their music on different platforms, or, you know, who've interviewed them, or how many numbers they have, and they always feel like they're too Hollywood to work with other indie artists. Like, what is it for you?
Honestly, if I'm digging the message and the vibe you're putting out, then I can make music with you. If not, then, I mean, it's just not going to work out, you know, Small Circle.
Right, right. So it wouldn't matter if this person, let's just say this person happens to have less, you know, followers than you do. You're not going to go based on their numbers. It's by their talent and what they're bringing out.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, me, honestly, I work with anyone, you know what I mean? Someone you know, someone you don't know, someone I heard about, someone I need to hear about, you know what I mean? It's all about if it works, if it's a good sound, then we should put it out no matter where we're at, whether it's at a $100,000 studio or a $10,000 studio.
There you go. I'm telling you, with an answer like that, you're going to make it, you know, because I see them all the time. I'm like, why don't you wear, oh, no, they ain't got what it takes. Oh, they this, they that. And I'm like, yeah, but their talent is so good. Their music sounds great.
Right.
Like, you know, you guys can come together and make great music. Why not do it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for artists, that is an important element because, you know, again, it's about spread, not notoriety, spread, not word. So when you have an opportunity to collab, no matter what level of artist, no, what level of social equity, that's the word I use. You know
you
what
go,
I mean?
Boy.
that they are on, it still can be mutually beneficial because they're coming from, you know, different areas, different regions, different fan bases. And I like what Primo said in regards to just having an understanding of the content, you know what I mean? Letting the content be the determining factor, because when you use, you know, somebody's social media metrics, sometimes those are not as accurate as they always appear to be. And also that doesn't necessarily account for actual engagement and people who actually rock with you. Just because somebody's following you don't mean that they actually are rocking with you.
Exactly. Because I have people say, Shawil, I seen you, girl. I see you do this. I'm like, well, damn, you haven't liked nothing. You haven't commented on anything. You haven't been to an event.
Exactly.
So I totally understand what you mean. And even if they are doing, you know, they're popping on social media, doesn't mean they're actually putting in the work too.
Mm-hmm.
So I can totally agree with that. Now, is there anybody that you would like to work with, like in the industry?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would definitely like to do a track with J. Cole for sure. Jay-Z, you know, even Common. Definitely let us do a show.
Oh,
do
I
a,
like that.
Do a song with Common. He came to Pittsburgh at the it's called The Roxy and McKee's Rocks in Pittsburgh. And he really killed that performance and always been a big fan.
Yeah, that's nice, man. Common, man. Haven't heard that in a minute. I like that, though. So, like, when you're creating your music, what is your sanctuary? Like, do you go somewhere or there's, you know, something that gives you luck or you have a team that helps you out with your music? Is there, like, what exactly is the method of creating your music?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I mean, I was asking myself that a couple of days ago. You know, I'm back in artist mode, you know, when I'm not in, when I'm not on the road, I'm not dealing with promoters or, you know, the music, little people that make things shake. So I'm back in the studio again, back at the drawing board. So when I'm making music, it's simply, I just put it through the mass day of Small Circle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Remember what it stands for, why I'm doing this, what type of music I want to hear, type of music I want to make. You know what I mean? That's just real music, real lyrics. I mean, real everything, you know what I mean? Because I'm making music for the common people, for the average Joes.
Common
you know?
People.
Mm-hmm. For the people, you know what I mean, who ain't so cool. And for the people that is so cool. And for the people who just work hard. And, you know, and for the people, you know what I mean, that work hard to do what they want to do. You feel me? Making music for everyone. Small Circle.
Yeah, and I have to say, I've had the privilege of sitting in on a couple of his sessions. And I would have to say that his creative process is absolutely different. When he's working, like he works. So it's not just going in the booth, rapping and coming out. Like he's helping the engineer, you know, get the levels right. Figuring out other sounds to put in, put into the music. He, you know, when he's doing collaborations, he's helping the artist to push past where, because he was working with a singer, shout out Hannah Daisy, and
yeah, shout out.
While he was working with her, he was like, "Look, I'm telling you, you could get to this octave. All you have to do is do this." And sure enough, they just kept, you know, kept the process going until she got it. Uh-huh. And the record came out real dope, you know what I'm saying, versus where it started out at. And so I'd have to say, like, for him as an artist and to see that much involvement in the studio, you know, it's not about just, you know, some artists go in the studio, they want to smoke and chill and take pictures and laugh and have their females up there and just, you know, do it for the gram, so to say. But his creative process, and I don't know why he didn't speak on it, but his creative process is definitely admirable when he's in there. He touches every element of his session, not just his vocals, but also the engineering, and then just working with others. And it's different. It looks different than what you're, you know, used to seeing. But when that finished product comes out, it's like, oh, why, my man, dang, I ain't think it would get here, but it's here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Small circle, you know what it is.
Right. Okay, I can totally rock with that, because, you know, I seen this meme one time somebody sent me, and it had like 5 steps, and each step was like a step getting closer, you know, to winning an award. And then you see the kid went from studio straight up to being on a big platform of music instead of learning the business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and it's very important to learn the business side of it. Do you feel like you have people that's going to be there to help you? As far as the business side, is there anything that you know about the business side that I don't know you want to tell me? Because it's important, too.
You know, it's really important for young aspiring artists to understand a little bit about this this music industry. That it's not just you put a good song out, mm-hmm. throw it out on social media, watch it catch fire, and then everything works out. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's more like... it's levels to this, you know. Mm-hmm. All the people say it's levels to this. Mostly, like, you got the artist side of the industry, you got the promoter side of the industry, you got the business side of the industry, you got the marketing side of the industry. And each one of them facets of this game that you got to understand it with the right view, the right mind state, because one conversation don't got to do with another. So you got to really approach this with the proper mass data needs to get out on top, because you need to understand that talent's not enough to get you a win in this game.
Yeah, that's very true, because you see some artists that are big right now, you know, music is not their only, you know, financial of income. There's other things that they do as well.
Absolutely. So, and we're big on the education process as well. Every artist that we work with, we help them to understand very important aspects of the business side. And we do a seminar every quarter in our corporate office in Pittsburgh called the Business of Music Seminar, where we dissect certain elements that's necessary for that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the pre-release strategies, how to create the content, how to properly register the content, making sure you're protecting yourself, you know, as an artist, taking care of all your music rights and licensing on the back end, on the front end, so that you're protected on the back end. Understanding that, you know, what your publishing rights are, understanding how to file your copyrights, and, you know, different things like that. All the legalities that record companies, you know and understand. And when they get you to sign that contract, you're basically turning over your IP to them. So we check what artists to be educated in that process so that they can make an informed decision based off of what their career goals are. So if they want to stay independent, they understand that you got to come up with the capital or find investors to work with you to raise the capital that it takes to be able to get out here on the road and, you know, do those things like that. And then if you're looking to sign a deal, then understand where you quickly can leverage that asset, because instantly you're going in a hole. So you have to figure out how to climb that hole as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, we spend a great deal of time educating artists in that respect.
Nah, that's great. That's because, especially, you know, they always say read the fine print. And then I guess, you know, the cash advance that they get, I think that's what happens. Their eyes get really big because mm-hmm. of that cash advance.
Well, you figure, like, you know, you walk into a room, you know, having all the money you have in your life in your pocket, in your bank account. And, you know, you walk out with a check, you know, that ultimately redefines the landscape of your family. that could potentially, you know, a million, 600,000, 500,000, 200,000. Mm-hmm. And instantly, you know, and you got to remember when you're talking about, you know, particularly African-Americans who don't have the financial literacy, who don't have the understanding of the value of money, you know, we start going for the toys. We go get the drip. We go
and
get the
whip. And that's where the mistake is.
You know what I mean? And it's like, uh-huh. You know, exactly. We instantly go look for that stuff that we've been craving, you know, that attention, but not realizing that that advance is owed back, and everything that you do thereafter is going into a slush fund that you're going to owe back based off of, you know, your royalty. So when artists are saying, oh, I got screwed out this contract, you know, I got this, I got that, you're absolutely right, because if you didn't read the fine print, you didn't understand the fine print.
True.
Because if you understood it, then you would know the first thing you would want to do is kind of figure out what's another form of an investment that you can get into so that money can make money while you're building up.
Money to make money. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So you could, nah, you know, pay back your recoupment as quick as possible. So, again, but that falls into, you know, why we exist. So we put, yeah. We are the definition of the fine line. We actually put, you know, great emphasis on what that fine line details. Again, so artists just can make an informed decision, you know, based off of what they feel is best for them. And then we also have a beautiful network in which we could plug them into other opportunities that mm-hmm. if they were to be able to get a successful cash advance or something along those lines, we got real estate investors. We got
other companies. Instead of getting a toy.
Right, exactly. Other ways of being able to diversify your income. So that you're not just relying on music. Because mm-hmm. like you said, every major recording artist, take my 1,000% word from it, isn't rich just off of music.
No.
You know, they quickly understand the importance of reinvesting those funds, and developing their own, whether it's their own label, own restaurant, own real estate company. You know, if they get an endorsement deal from their Sprite or Coke or
That'd
Nike or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, that's building up income that's outside of the music, you know what I mean, that they're able to sustain off of. So my bad, Brian.
Grandma.
That's good. No, it's all good. You sound like you've been reading an encyclopedia all your life. Sound very well.
thank you. I don't necessarily read encyclopedias, but, you know, this is what I do. So.
No, you sound very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you actually need to come out here and do one of those, what did you call it?
Business of music. And we intentionally have it, you know, written that way because it's not about the music business. It's about the business behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the business in front because we want people to understand that that's what the emphasis is. And we're putting a focus on the information and all of those, like you said, those fine line details that are this big on the contract.
Yeah.
But everything else is
everything
this big,
is huge,
right?
You know. So. But, like, you know, if an artist doesn't have the knowledge, who do you blame? How do you feel about that, Primo? Like, who's the blame of that? Is it the parents or is it the management team?
You know what I mean? It's basically, you can blame them, you can blame yourself, or you can blame nobody. It's just about, you got to just know that in life, you got to get as much knowledge and much information as you can to make the right decisions out here. So I know me personally, I wouldn't be nothing without just good advice from people who I trust and who opinions that I value. Because...
Yeah.
When someone gives me an idea, whether it's good or bad, it don't matter because no such thing as a bad idea. So to see if it works, if it don't, if it do, then you better for it. And that's how you approach this music thing.
Yeah.
And I would say the information is out there. I think the biggest challenge in that is understanding what that information means.
There you go.
And we're in a microwave society, so everybody wants everything quick.
Uh-huh.
And these DIY services like your TuneCore, CD Baby, DistroKid, they've given that quick accessibility to the platforms like the Apple Music and the DSPs
yeah.
and things like that. So instantly it makes an artist feel like, I'm doing something. You know
that's
what I mean?
Exactly what I was saying earlier.
I'm in the game.
Yeah,
you know
they
I mean?
Feel that way because their music is on a certain platform. They feel like, oh, I'm already Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've came across a lot of them like that. Oh, yes. You know, like far as like if we do like open mic nights, they've like, oh, I can't, I'm not doing that. I don't pay to do that. I'm not doing this. And then you got, and I've came across an artist before and I was like, oh, your music sounds good. You should submit it to Excitement Radio. We could play it on the Best Kept Secret, which is the indie artist show. And he's like, oh, are you paying me to do my music for me to put it on there? I'm like, no, because it's free. You just put it on, you know, and if it's hot, we keep it a part of the rotation.
Right.
You know, right. He's like, well, they pay me for my music,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have a misunderstanding of the process. That's what I would say, the misunderstanding of the process. Because what I try to get people to understand that we work with is that, you know, I kind of put things into very simplistic forms. So music as an artist is about liability and asset, right? So,
yes.
And I tell every artist that we work with, you know, you're a liability until you become an asset. And they'd be like, well, what's the difference? I say, you'll know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, you want the difference is undeniable. When you're a liability, people understand that the platform that they're providing for you provides more opportunity for you than it necessarily does for them. When yeah. you're an asset, they know what you're bringing to the table. They know what your worth is.
Exactly.
And they understand what your value is. And one of the quotes that I really like that's out there is Jay-Z on 99 Problems, where he speaks on that magazines try to use his black ass for, you know, what do you say? Magazines try to use my black ass so they could get more cash for ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that magazine company understands the value that Jay-Z brings. So, yes, they're going to throw his image on there because they know they're going to get more viewers. And as a result of having more viewers, they can charge more companies to advertise with their company because they know they got these eyeballs on them. TuneCore, YouTube, Spotify, uh-huh. Pandora—they're all the same way. So once they understand that you're bringing something to the table that benefits them, then you become an asset. Then you can have those conversations about, you know, what your monetization is going to look like in regards to your music. But if you don't have that being given to you, mm-hmm. then you're not ready yet. Again, liability and asset. Keep it simple.
I like that. That's good. You wanted to say something, Prima? I see you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm listening, man. Y'all be dropping them gems.
Man. I see that.
For real, man. Education is really important in this business, man. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is power, for real. You know what I mean? All I got to say about myself is follow me at Small Circle 412 on all platforms. Follow me at Primo Circle on Facebook. Check out The Journey. Follow The Vision.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and we're definitely going to play your song as we speak. Can you just introduce, 1 second, hold on, let me make sure here. Yeah, this is, why did it do that? Okay, so what we're going to do is play your song. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, please?
Yeah, this song's pretty simple, man. It's called Small Circle after the brand. You know what I mean? It's really simple. If you suck a free, you'll vibe with this song. You know what I mean? If you're about your peoples, you'll vibe with this song. You feel me?
Yes.
If you got a small circle, you'll definitely vibe with this song.
Yes.
Prima.
That's right.
Lesson.
Yep.
Two things, money and more aggression.
Yeah.
Can't fuck with me, I'm on another level.
What you got?
Smoke weed, got it from the fucking devil.
Yep.
I got some good, yeah, got it from an angel.
Come on, man.
He always accent, I gotta know his angles. Gotta get mines, I can't waste it.
Nope.
Gotta be patient, so pace it.
Chill.
Time is pressure these days, don't waste it.
Come on.
Gotta get this money, man, I know what you're chasing.
Gotta make it happen, I can't wait now.
Fuck that.
Me, I'm getting mines or I'm fed bound. I took it.
so I found basic knowledge. Gotta watch what you say around these suckers. Power. You ain't heard me before today, some fucking buster. Power. Got a challenge for you, can you tell the truth?
Truth.
Money on my mind, but I'm still in the booth.
No, I'm at.
You say you talking balance, beef, yeah, that's cute. I found you in the trunk, yeah, we found you.
Killing.
You know what it is, you know where I'm at.
Pittsburgh.
You know where I'm from, P on the hat.
Still city where the G's round. Long G's while I'm J-Town. Pay the fee like a greyhound. East side, yeah, we make rounds. Telly shake, got her face down. Don't f*** with fake and she hate clowns. Bend it over and make a shake now. Give me neck while I face loud. Big Ben, nigga, pump faking. Broke shit, we can't relate with. Stick to bases while paper chasing. Out the bottle like a chaser. Pimp shit, we'll never chase her. Spoil ride, she been wasted. Harvey dance, she two-faced. Your girl went several places.
Life feel big in my small circle.
Hella big.
There's loyalty in my small circle. No randoms in my small circle.
No.
No room for lies in my small circle.
Hell no.
Life feel big in my small circle.
Real big.
There's loyalty in my small circle.
Round tape.
No randoms in my small circle.
Where the f-
no room for lies in my small circle.
No. Yeah. Pittsburgh. 412. Mo chill. Will. I ain't even do that shit for real. Still city. Still Vega. From.
That's right. We're back. Oh, man. That song was hot. Can you tell me about that song, please?
Oh, yeah. No, not just I'm on Small Circle. I made that at my homie Diego's crib, Paco412. Follow him. Check him out. Yeah, when I made that jam, it was like probably the second jam I made throughout my 1 year and a half rap career. You know what I mean? it was a freestyle. My homie Diego saw the potential in it, so we finished working on it the next week. You know what I mean? My homie Chill Will blessed it with a verse that same next week. And I mean, got it mixed up, produced by Cali at ID Labs. And ever since then, you know, we got Small Circle.
I like that. So tell me about Small Circle. How did that come about? Please.
Oh, yeah. You know, man, when I started making music, I needed something, you know what I mean? Something that I know I believe in and stand for. And I mean, so Small Circle came about. You know what I mean? It just really representing, you know what I mean, a mind state, you know what I mean, as you could say, like a sucker-free world, you know what I mean, calling out lame tendencies, calling out that tomfoolery, you know what I mean.
And calling out that what? Repeat that, baby?
That tomfoolery.
There it is.
And giving praise to stand-up acts, stand-up tendencies, you know, the real ones, you know what I mean, and, you know what I mean, looking at things like saying, I ain't right, you know what I mean, I ain't right at all, like, someone needs to speak on that. That fake shit shouldn't be flying. That line shit shouldn't be getting across the street. And that thinking you bigger than you are, and man, you need to stay in your, people need to stay in their lane, know where they at, where they stand at in this world.
So it titled being Small Circle. How small is the circle?
Well, you know what I mean, Small Circle is very small right now. You know what I mean?
that could be a good thing too. Don't get me wrong. Now,
feel me? It is what it is.
You don't need no big entourage.
No, I mean, I'll take the love for the music, feel me?
Yeah.
Like, Small Circle is a mentality, and if you share that mentality, then you got a place in my circle. If you don't, then it's no room for you. It's no place in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just a simple mentality. You know what I mean? Do what you say you're going to do. You know what I mean? Follow through. Love your friends. Fight for your family. And remember what you're doing it for. And if you could do that, I promise you, you'll be in the game at the end.
That's true.
And you got to respect the artist that's hitting the game with, like, straight integrity. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, when you hear Small Circle, like, it's just about, like, no frauds, man, just being genuine. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, you can't be successful with, like, people who don't have your best intent around you. You know what I mean? If people, you know, have cruel intent for you, or they're in place to try to manipulate you or take advantage of you. Like you said, if you're not a person of your word, then you don't need to be in anybody's circle, honestly.
You need to be by yourself.
You need to be by yourself. You need to spend time in your own circle. You know what I mean? Checking yourself. Yeah. So, again, when you just get cats like this that just has, like, more meaning and a message to their method, it just makes the work that goes into spreading that a lot better. And we want to – I want to send my fondest appreciation to you, Shy Will, for, you know, making this special special interview possible, you know, so.
Of course.
Shout out DJ Ben Hop for making that possible. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Shout out Excitement Radio. We up in a small circle. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Like, last week my topic was about an opportunist. You know, is it a positive or negative thing? And, you know, being in the entertainment business or being on a platform that you're doing so well, you know you're going to come across a lot of those. And sometimes they're actually family members or close friends. Like, have you come across that? I'm sure.
Oh, man, you know, I'm coming across all types of people in this music industry. And I just try to focus on the people whose opinion matters, you know what I mean?
Right.
And most of that opinion is mostly the people that's in your circle, you know, and people who got a creative perspective. Because that was the most important tool you could use in this music industry is perspective, you know what I mean, from a creative side, you feel me? Like, a creative perspective should always be valued because it's coming from creativity. And, you know what I mean, you should always want that perspective come brutally honest, you know what I mean? Because that's the only way you can build on something. Because the moment you go stagnant, the moment you just think you're already there, the moment you think you're going to be Kendrick Lamar tomorrow, is the moment your flow stops, the moment your progression stops. And, I mean, the idea is to just get better than next week. You know what I mean? Add this to my game. You feel me? It's just like being on the court. You got to work on what you want to be good at. And I want to be good at everything because Primo, that's what it stands for, PR3MO, meaning high quality. And that's the type of music I'm putting out, type of music I'm giving, high quality Primo music, small circle representing. You know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. I can see that. But definitely. So, like... far as, like, I notice you're very positive and you're very laid back, which is always good. You know, that's why I brought up the opportunists, because sometimes people take that for weakness. You know, like, oh, he ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't about nothing. He's not gonna notice anything. So that's why I
opportunists. You know what I mean? You know, me and my small circle, most of the time, people like that shouldn't even get close enough to even hear my voice. You know, and for the ones that's smart enough to get past me, somehow even get a little bit in my circle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit always get called at, get checked at the door.
Ring, ring.
Every time. Opportunists, you know what I mean? This a place for them, you feel me?
Yeah, just not in your circle, though.
It's not in my circle.
Yeah, I like that, though. That's
everybody
nice.
That's on that live, man, make sure y'all call in, man. I left the number, you know what I mean? Y'all could call in and speak to Primo directly. 305-749-6004.
Oh,
thanks for checking
you.
In. Yeah, they right here.
Man,
so, you know,
yeah,
I'm trying to get that hometown support down here in the 305.
Yeah,
since they love
circle.
Me like I'm Uncle Luke. Don't stop.
Oh
me.
Man,
small circle 305. Yeah.
Hey.
Small circle 305. Yeah.
So now that you're on a certain platform, now you know we still have to, you know, network. We're still at that, you know, stage that we're still networking. Like, how do you go about networking with people in the industry, you know, other than artists, you know, as far as like producers and DJs? Do you go to the nightclubs or do you go, you know, wherever the producers are hanging out? What is your method?
I mean, you know, when it comes to marketing and promoting, there's not many ways you can take this, but to break it down in two for you, you could go to from a physical aspect or from a social media aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Social media is the platforms like the Spotify's, the SoundCloud's, the Facebook's, the Instagram's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all cool. And then the physical, it's more the going into clubs, talking to the DJs, getting your track played, letting people hear it, you feel me? It's about just letting people know the real you right there in person. And each way is effective, you know what I mean, if you go at it the right way. Like, from a social media standpoint, one thing you learn as an artist that we are just algorithms in this social media world. And the algorithm is basically is just saying, you know what I mean, how searchable is your name? It's like when you put the your name into Spotify, do you got to type in the first three letters and your name pop up? That means you got a huge algorithm. Or you got to type in the whole thing with the song. That means you got a small algorithm. And what they don't tell you is that we come in as real small, small algorithms, real small. That. I mean, you can have the hottest jam in the world, but your shit's so small, it's not going to get across the street because, you know, I mean, social media keep you closed in on that standpoint. So the idea is to build your algorithm up, which just means getting people to comment on your page, getting people to comment on your songs, getting people to like your songs. Yep. You know what I mean? That's how you build your algorithm.
That goes right back to what I said earlier.
And for the one.
You've been dropping gems, Chai.
And for the ones.
You've been dropping gems this whole interview. So.
Oh, you're so sweet.
And for the ones who got the money, the best way to jump that algorithm up from a social media standpoint is getting on playlists. Them playlists are people who already got established algorithms, people who got 10,000, 500,000, million followers, who algorithms are already established. You putting your music through their algorithm. And now these playlists can range from, you know, 150 to 200 or to 1,500. It's all a matter of how much exposure you want. Think of it as like 1,500 gets you exposed to 500,000, and $150, 200 gets you exposed to about 20,000. Yeah. That's how you got to look at it. And from a physical standpoint, target your audience. You know, if you want to get your music out there, know who you want to get it to. Because, I mean, not everyone got the time, patience, or even the care in the world to go take their time out, their lives, to go search up your music, look your name up, unless you're telling them to do it right there. Mm-hmm. So know who you want your music to be heard about and hit them hard, hit them fast.
Yeah, right. We're in a CTA society, man, a call to action society. It's like we need instructions on what to do, you know, from time to time. And so, you know, especially in the music element, you know, so you got to leave those call to actions out there. You know what I mean? Look, follow me here. You know, my show's here. You know, as a matter of fact, you want to speak on some show.
And let you know, my small circle, I'm making music for everyone. So my target base is the world. It's for the kids who go out every weekend, be the man. For them girls who go out every weekend and be that boss chick. Or for them homies just sitting at the crib playing video games, watching Dragon Ball Z, making for music for you too.
OMG.
Small circle. You know what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's good.
And this lets you know, we got a few shows coming up, small circle, you know what I mean? Few cities. Like, we got March 20th, South by Southwest, going down, small circle representing. We got Philadelphia coming up. February 20th, representing. We got Memphis, Tennessee coming up, representing. We got, what else we got? We got a lot coming up. We got Miami, February 22nd at Studio 19 Showcase.
Yeah, we'll be back down here.
That sounds like y'all coming back again.
Yeah,
we coming back again.
You'll be here for Shabuary season. I like that. Okay.
Oh, that's your birthday?
On the 13th, but you know.
13th
to the
28th,
you
there
know.
There you go.
There you go. Run it. And I did a show last night in ATL at the Ad Lounge. Shout out K100 for setting that up for me.
How was it?
Oh, I rocked them, you know what I mean? Rocked them real good. Represented Small Circle properly. Uh-huh. You feel me? Got a listening party they setting up for me on the 7th of next month. You know what I mean? So I'll be back in Atlanta. Shout out ATL. And you feel me? We're going to set up some more interviews, some more exposure for Small Circle. And we're going to be back in Miami doing it all over again February 22nd. Because we moving out here. We global. Small Circle.
I don't blame you. Let me ask you a question, too. Do you still do open mic nights, too? Would you go to those as well? Because I get it. After a while, when you're on a certain platform, some people feel like they don't need to do that anymore. But I always find it to be good practice, you know? Like,
I never did open mic before.
Okay.
Everything I've been doing has been fast track, you know. Mm-hmm. My first performance, first time performing in front of anyone, to be honest, was in Ohio, you know what I mean, in a 216, Cleveland. And it was a big deal for me, you know what I mean. Really on show what I had, did a good job, I think you asked me, you know what I mean. Ever since then, it's just been one show after another.
Yeah.
So if I got any advice for any artists out here who's doing shows, rehearse is going to make sure you get your music heard exactly how you want that shit to be heard. Without rehearsing, you find yourself in some trouble, that you might not be able to pull yourself out of. Like, you know, I'm talking about losing breath on your lines.
OMG.
Don't know what the, don't know how to move on stage.
Yeah.
Getting your words, if that ever happens. Well, it should never, ever forget your own lyrics.
How about doing over their own track? How do you feel about that?
No, I mean, doing over your own track is like, it's just, it's training wheels for anyone who's not comfortable enough yet to project their music out right. You know, it's like, it guides you. It allows you to know how to keep your sound right. It allows you to know if you're too high, you're too low, if you need to go bigger, you need to go smaller. Just like I said, training wheels. But with rehearsal and practice, you need to take them training wheels off.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna never be respected and heard
no.
unless it's just you and that instrumental.
No.
And that's when people's gonna just listen to you whether you're good or not, because they wanna see how you really bring it to the table.
Very true. Cause,
so rehearse.
Yep, I totally agree, because, you know, someone could be out there in that audience that like what you got going on and heard about you and came to see you, and then when they see and hear that, it's like, oh man, what happened?
You know what I mean? I just want some advice for anyone who's out there performing. Which our fast cadence, which is dope, is when you're spitting fast on a stage and on fast lines, remember to stay still. The moment you move around with the fast lines, it's the moment you lose your breath, or you can most of the time get it back.
But I feel like, you know, like I have to go on stage. I don't sing. I always wanted to, but it doesn't matter. I still go on stage, still have a microphone. But anyhow, you know, I get nervous, so I feel like I have to move, you know? Like, so you're saying, like, if they're rapping and they rap fast, it's best for them to stay.
It's best to stay still when you're rapping fast. And you only move when you give yourself that pocket in that song, when you got to slow it up. So people can hear your words and vibe with you. Them is the moments you can move around. But when you know you got to deliver that fast cadence, remember to keep that lower body still and do whatever you want with your upper body. I mean, move your hands around,
right, bob out.
But keep that lower body still, perform it out, wait till that part of the track when you can slow down your verse. Then you can move around, groove out, dance to how you want to do it. But
well-trained get your words right out, here. Well-trained me? Artist.
And with that, I'm telling you, feel like $100, $100 million. 200 million, feel like what you want to feel like, you feel me?
So I always like to ask artists this, what does it feel like when you're on stage, you're performing, people know the words to your music, and then just the energy that they give you?
Energy.
What is it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, rehearsal will never prepare you for the love and energy when the people is giving it back to you, when they're rehearsing your words, when they're anticipating your next line. It's when they hear your hook one time, then they're repeating it back the second time you come back with it. It's when they throwing that energy at you. Because I'll tell you right now, when that happens, when you know they really love your music, you know they really vibing and feeling your shit, you can rehearse 1,000 times. You could try to stand still if you want to, but that energy is going to pull you left. It's going to pull you right. It's going to pull you up. It's going to pull you down. And you're just going to want to run to it. So, man, that love, it's no better feeling as a performer, because it really makes you feel like everything you're doing, everything you did so far, this is all the fruit of the labor. It's just showing you that you're doing the right thing, and the only thing you need to do is keep moving. So that's the name of the game. One rule, keep moving.
I like that, because it's important for people to know. You know, I always want to know the energy, because I can imagine us being down there watching you guys perform. It's like, oh my God, I'm loving it. You know, I want to be able to go home and remember that. You know, that's music. Mm-hmm. I always tell people your music should be timeless. You know, it should be meaningful and something that people can relate to. You know, let's create this great art.
Yeah, and that's the type of music a small circle want to put out. I want people to hear my music and say, oh, he rapping about this. He rapping about, you know what I mean, Dylan. He rapping about, you know what I mean, putting in work. But you got to ask yourself when you hear them lines back, is that real? Is that, you know what I mean? It's like when you hear about putting down our females, our culture, is that what I believe in? Is that real? Is that what I'm doing? That's what I want to do? Or am I just reciting it back because it sounds good with the beat?
Exactly.
You feel me? And when people hear my music, I want them to say, you know what, that's me. You know what I mean? That's someone I know. You know what I mean? That's someone I want to be. That's relatable. You mm-hmm. feel me? No matter rapping about this or not.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself. Just real. That's what right. we need to ask ourselves.
That's very, very true. I like that.
And I mean, this is why I got this mic. I just want to give a couple notable shout outs. I don't want to forget. You know what okay. I mean? Shout out Nick Childers, Nick Madonna on the visuals and the cover art, helping me get a small circle brand out there. You know what I mean? And shout out ID Labs again for letting me use a studio space. Cali G, Diego. Shout out Gia Holden and Big T Holden from the HB Network for plugging me in to Excitement Radio. Shout out. Shout out Michelle, CEO of Plugstar PR, and making this happen. Shout out. And I'll be at the Sky Deck Lounge tonight. Woo! With Trina, courtesy of Plugstar PR.
Nice lineup you got.
I'll be back in Miami February 22nd at Studio 19 on OPA Laka Boulevard.
Opa Laka Boulevard. Shout out Grand Military Minds.
For the Grand Mode Worldwide Plugstar PR Media Famous Showcase. Shout out to Media Famous for the unlimited global distribution of Small Circle Music. You know what I mean? You can get that for yourself. You know what I mean? At the good, right price. And shout out to Grand Mill Music Worldwide for making these plays happen for me. And shout out for Small Circle for standing behind everything I do. Because with Small Circle behind me, anything's possible in my circle.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you something, too, though. Please just make some music for the kids to hear. Because I'm not saying you don't, but I'm just saying.
You know what's crazy is he literally was just saying that as we were riding over here. He was just like, you know what? Like, my music is universal. Like, you know, the kids like it. I got family members who don't even listen to rap that like my music. And that was something that he just spoke on. Like,
I like that, you know, because now these days you got to be like, oh, man, I can't play this because the kids is in the car, you know. Right.
Yeah, I do my best. You know what I mean? I try my best not to cuss too much in my words because I don't want to take away from my process and from the art. True. You know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, you can't help it because before you get that inflection out right in your words, you got to sometimes cuss because they need to know what fucking time it is.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, they're like, oh, nah, I got your attention.
But you need to understand that if you ever want to promote your music on Facebook, they would flag any cussing, any profanity. So if you got a hot jam, you want to promote that on major platforms, you got to realize that without a clean version, that shit ain't going to cross the street. And you want that shit to cross the street. So when you out there making all these tracks, whether you want to say this or say that, make sure you got the second version. Make sure you tell your engineer to make that second version.
True.
As you make it, so you don't got to pay for that second studio time.
There you go. Now you just dropped some knowledge on the business side. See that?
See there?
You know what I mean? I got a little flow I want to kick for y'all as soon as y'all.
Yeah, you know we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that. But I want you to make something for the ladies too, okay?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got.
Because, I got my show Love Jones, which is every Wednesday night. So, you know.
Yeah.
Bring me something for the ladies. Something sweet that. And sexy. And
I got something for you.
Panty dropping music, whatever it is.
Some panty dropping.
All that. We all adults up in all here. Exactly, all man. Exactly. So go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right, it's right here. It's some new fresh shit I'm trying out. You know, I'm speeding up the cadence. You know what I mean? I killed them with the slow flow grind. Now I'm about to speed it up for y'all. Let y'all see what it sound like. Yeah, primo, 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 primo. With that greasy smile, I'm going to call you piece of face. Pasta shells with the tomato paste. It's a paper bag for your ugly face. It's a sour taste for every word you say. This verse too hot, need to let it simmer. This line right here, yup, that's a winner. Rappers line it up like what's for dinner. I'm bringing that heat to your coldest winters. Thinking out loud like you got some words. Looking at the clouds like you're counting birds. Keep on talking, gonna bite the curve. When you got weight, there's lots to serve. I'm all in your crib like where's the party? Fistful of blunts in a box of 40s. Close your eyes and count to 40. Tell me everything as you recount the story. Early morning skies are like paprika. My name's Primo and it's nice to meet ya. Bring some black hoodies and some mesh sneakers. It was a hard flight, but I had to see ya. Take it all back, we gonna need a shrimp. Keep the wheels turning, gonna need a wrench. Call me for help when you in a pinch. Ask for some money, I ain't see you since. It don't add up when it don't make no sense. Trying to get ahead, but you missed your train. Life's in a shot, trying to hit your brain. Real on life, help you switch your lane. Weed and Henny helps to block the pain. At the Gold Mart, taking shots again. My neighbors fought, they caught the cops again. Taking these shots we just got from Jill.
Primo.
Can't sleep now, just popped a pill. Climb that hill like a Jack or Jill. I'll kick that bitch down if she steal my pills. I used to sell weed just to pay the bills. Bought some knockoff just to say it's real. Took five off just to make the deal. Life for the matrix, so pick a pill. Primo.
Primo!
Yeah, small circle.
Wow.
Small circle. Yeah, Primo.
Damn.
You know what it is.
What you know about paprika?
Let's get it. You know what it is. Early morning skies are like paprika. My name's Primo, and it's nice to meet
you. What you know about that damn paprika? I like what you said. You said, I've asked you for money, and I haven't heard from you since.
Yeah, you know, that's what I say. Said, Said, call me for help when you in a pinch. Ask for some money, I ain't seen you since.
Yo, that's a true statement. Mm. Or people call you like you owe them money because they need money. So it can go either way.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Real bars, real lines for the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the mind moving.
I like that.
Get the thoughts moving. You know what it is. Pretty much.
I did. And what I noticed too, when you were just performing for us, because you know you don't have to be on the stage to perform, but I noticed how you changed. You had a smile on your face. It was very inviting. The energy changed, which is good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll try to tell people, man, one thing don't got to do with another. You feel me? When I'm a businessman, I'm a businessman.
That's great.
When I'm an artist, I'm an artist.
That's good.
And wherever I need to be to win in this world, that's what I fucking do. I go to China to perform. They'll hear me out.
I mean, it's all about that energy. People are going to pay it. It's like the energy. They're going to feed off your energy as a performer. And then, like, what you just did, I was all in it.
Yeah, so. I appreciate that. Shot Will, you know what it is.
Shot Will in the building.
Oh, you sound sweet.
Excitement Radio, you know what it is. Yeah, Small Circle, you know what it is.
Tune into your Love Jones Live for sure.
Love Jones Live,
yeah,
check
man,
it out.
I wish you guys would be here next weekend because, you know, that's when I'm having the dinner party and everything. But, you know, my show is every Wednesday night, so you could definitely check it out. What I was going to say to you, do you have any hidden talents that we don't know about?
Well, I'm gonna tell you like my mama used to tell me, I'm good at everything I put my mind to. That's the biggest talent I got right there.
Okay, I always like to ask people, do you see yourself doing anything else? Is there anything else that you like other than music, like a hobby?
Oh yeah, man. You know,
you like to cook or something?
I mean, well, you know, I like a lot, but you know, I mean, I like to
read books.
I like to eat food.
Okay,
I like to read books.
Okay.
I like to make business moves. I like to, like, make all types of moves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I love my friends. I don't really like random people. You know, go joy for you.
No
random people.
In that small circle.
Right.
Random people causes random problems. Remember that? Take that with you. Mm. And I'm telling you, follow that line, you figure out, you know what I mean? A lot of things go a lot more smoother.
Okay.
Random people cause random fucking problems.
Okay.
You know who to look at. Suckers.
I could definitely understand that,
small
man.
Small circle promoting that sucker free world.
Man, this was such a great interview, you guys. Do you have any last words?
I just want to give mad props to the network, man. One of the things that make us successful is the individuals that we have around that we could just bounce resources off of. So, Small Circle mentioned, Primo mentioned. We want to give a big shout out to the HB Network, Gia Holt, and then my man Big Holt, and for actually establishing the contact with you guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, shout out to him!
Yeah, they definitely made that play work, man. And we want to shout out Media Famous, man. Media Famous is a very big distribution company that's making massive moves. Mm-hmm. They got unlimited music distribution for a year for only $9.95. You can put your music out whenever you want to. Shout out my partner Domingo on the back end pulling plays. Once he sees the artist putting in that work, he has the ability to make a lot of things happen additionally. So again, Media Famous is where you'll be able to find Keep Moving and Antisocial by Primo. You know, and that's www.mediafamous.com. And then, you know, shout out the whole team, the whole Grind Mode family, man. Everybody that's back in Pittsburgh, you know, tuning in live and, you know, supporting the movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
And shout out some people back in Pittsburgh. Shout out my homie Clips, you know what I mean, for blessing with some of my best tracks. And shout out Hannah Daisy. We got a new track coming out for y'all. You know what I mean? With some flavor, some style, and some finesse. You're going to really like it. Hannah Daisy really bringing the heat. You're going to really like this new flow I'm playing out with. I'm telling you, check it out. Follow the music. Follow the grind. Small Circle 412. One word. Small Circle 412 on all platforms. Primo Circle for Facebook. Primo. P-R-3-M-O. Check it out.
That's what I thought I saw. I'm like, that's cool how you got that spelled. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
So, I want to give a shout out to you. You know what I mean?
So sweet.
Shout out Shy Will for making the accommodations. DJ Ben Hop, Excitement Radio, man. We appreciate y'all's hospitality, showing love. You know, the whole nine. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I got a favor from you real quick while we here.
What's up?
Is give me a, if you give me a quick sound bite telling them who you are and follow Small Circle Music.
Of course. Perfect. Oh, you want me to do it there or here? Or like, you mean?
We could do it right here on my phone.
So okay, so what you want me to say again?
On three, I'm just going to say, I'm telling them who you are, who you representing, and follow Small Circle Music. Six seconds. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Hey everyone, how you doing? It's your girl Shotwell from ExcitementRadio.com. Shout out to Primo and Dion. Follow Small Circles on all social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, so you know, this was such a great interview, you guys. Thank you for the energy, and like I say, keep pushing that music. And do remember, I know a lot of people be like, oh, I'm no one's role model. You don't have to be, but just believe that these kids do look up to you, so you know, and everybody else as well. So keep up the good work, and shout out to Small Circles.
Yeah, Small Circle Music. Yeah, Small Circle.
That's right. You know what it is. So just know. Yeah, just know that this is going to be a podcast. It's going to be up, so you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want.
Thank you.
Period.
All right. Small Circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Primo. Road Life. TK. She come to the crib, I'm digging her out.
Know what it is.
If she don't fuck with me, I'm kicking her out.
Nope.
Now I'm in a whip, riding, smoking loud.
Blazing.
I'm from Pittsburgh, hills red, I'm reppin'. Where you from and watch where you steppin'.
Pittsburgh.
I got a weapon, already learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Two things, money and more aggression.
Yeah.
Can't fuck with me, I'm on another level.
You got?
Smoke weed, got it from the fucking devil.
Yeah.
I got some good, yeah, got it from an angel.
Come on, man.
He always accent, I gotta know his angle.
Know his angle.
Gotta get mines, I can't waste it.
Nope.
Gotta be patient, so pace it.
Chill.
Time is pressure these days, don't waste it.
Come on.
Gotta get this money, man, I know what you're chasing.
Gotta make it happen, I can't wait now.
Fuck that.
Me, I'm getting mines or I'm fed down. I took another way, I'm working with the college. I wanted power, so I found basic knowledge.
Gotta watch what you say around these suckers.
Power.
You ain't heard me before today, some fucking busters.
Power.
Got a challenge for you, can you tell the truth?
Truth.
Money on my mind, but I'm still in the booth.
No, I'm at.
You say you talking balance, beef, yeah, that's cute. I found you in the trunk, yeah, we found you.
Killing.
You know what it is, you know where I'm at.
Pittsburgh.
You know where I'm from, P on the hat.
Still city where the G's round. Long G's while J-Town. Pay the fee like a greyhound. Sad, yeah, we make rounds. Telly shit got her face down. Don't f*** with fake and she hate clowns. Bend it over and make a shake now. Give me neck while I face loud. Big Ben, nigga, pump faking. Broke shit, we can't relate it. Stick to bases while paper chasing. Out the bottle like a chaser. Pimp shit, we'll never chase it. Spoil ride, she been wasted. Harvey dead, she two-faced. Your girl went several places.
Life feel big in my small circle.
Hella big.
There's loyalty in my small circle. No randoms in my small circle.
No.
No room for lies in my small circle.
Hell no.
Life feel big in my small circle.
Real big.
There's loyalty in my small circle.
Round tape.
No randoms in my small circle.
Where the f-
no room for lies in my small circle.
No. Yeah. Pittsburgh. 412. Primo Chill Will. Y'all look at me. Y'all ain't even. I'ma do this for real. Still City. Still Vega.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Nicole, and I'm locked into Excitement Radio.